very quickly.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So in the third canto, after the battle of Kurukshetra, Vidura was on pilgrimage and he met up with Uddhava. So they had a nice discussion about Krishna consciousness. And Uddhava was telling Vidura Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan and outside. So here is one of the things that Uddhava said to Vidura about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Please listen with rapt attention. The Supreme Lord Krishna desired to utilize the opulent financial strength of Maharaj Nanda for worship of the cows. And he also wanted to give a lesson to Indra, the king of heaven. Thus he advised his father to perform worship of Go, the pasturing land and the cows, with the help of learned brahmanas. O sober Vidura, King Indra, his honor having been insulted, poured water incessantly on Vrindavan, and thus the inhabitants of Vraja, the land of cows, was greatly distressed. But the compassionate Lord Krishna saved them from danger with his pastime umbrella known as Govardhan Hill. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Are you ready for Prabhupada's purport? Since he is the teacher of everyone, Lord Krishna also taught his father, what's his name? Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was a well-to-do landholder and owner of many cows. And as was the custom, he used to perform yearly worship of Indra, the king of heaven, with great opulence. This worship of demigods by the general populace is also advised in the Vedic literatures, just so people can accept the superior power of the Lord. The demigods are servants of the Lord, deputed to look after the management of various activities of universal affairs. Therefore, it is advised in the Vedic scriptures that one should perform yajñas to appease the demigods. But one who is devoted to the Supreme Lord has no need to appease the demigods. Worship of the demigods by common people is an arrangement for acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. But it is not necessary. Such appeasement is generally recommended for material gains only. As we have already discussed in the second canto of this literature, one who admits to the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not need to worship the secondary demigods. Kamlesh, the verse. Sarvadaman. Everybody should know this verse. Sometimes, being worshipped and adored by less intelligent living beings, the demigods become puffed up with power and forget the supremacy of the Lord. This happened when Lord Krishna was present in this material universe, and thus the Lord wanted to give a lesson to the king of heaven, Indra. He therefore asked Maharaj Nanda to stop the sacrifice offered to Indra and to use the money properly by performing a ceremony worshiping the Govardhan. What else? Cows. Yes. By this act, Lord Krishna taught human society, as he has instructed in the Bhagavad Gita also, that one should worship the Supreme Lord by all acts and by all their results. That will bring about the desired success. The Vaishyas are specifically advised to give protection to the cows and their pasturing ground or agricultural land instead of squandering their hard-earned money. That will satisfy the Lord. The perfection of one's occupational duty, whether in the sphere of duty to oneself, one's community, or one's nation, is judged by the degree to which the Lord is satisfied. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time. Okay, now we will have Aarti and Kirtan. I will request Tulsi. Can Tulsi do some special service for us tonight? Tulsi.